Mom squeezed her hands. It's okay to be nervous, dear. All brides get nervous on their wedding days. Mostly about their wedding nights. But I think you're old enough. I don't need to explain the details of sexual intercourse. Oh my gosh, stop it! Junie yanked her hands from her mother's and tried to cover up her ears, which only resulted in her smashing a bunch of baby's breath into her right ear. Oh, Mom. Her mother shrugged, smiling. It's natural. Tonight, you and your husband will go home to his apartment, and he'll lie you down on the bed and make your body sing with pleasure. Mom! She wasn't going to go home with Paul tonight. She wasn't going to lie down on a bed with him, and she certainly wasn't going to engage in sexual intercourse with the man. She wasn't even going to marry him. You won't even get the chance to kiss him. Such a shame. She was going to march out there on her father's arm, and when she and her family saw that Paul Weston had jilted her, she'd pretend to be devastated. Pretend? Are you sure you won't be just a little devastated for real? It was impossible to be a little devastated. Okay, maybe you'll be disappointed. Disappointed you're not marrying Paul Weston and engaging in sexual intercourse with him. Sometimes she wished she could interrupt her own internal dialogue. Her mother distracted her when she reached for a strand of Junie's hair, which had fallen across her forehead, and gently brushed it back into place. Honey, I know you like to be in control, she said softly. You're my planner, and you've always known exactly how your life was going to go. Junie didn't respond, but felt herself standing straighter under her mother's compliment. But sometimes life doesn't go exactly how you plan, dear. Mom's smile was a little sad, and Junie suddenly wondered if it had been a compliment. My biggest worry for you has always been what happens when something goes wrong. How will you handle it? Will you improvise and adapt, or will you harden your heart? Mom, I don't understand whatever it is you're trying to tell me. Her mother blew out a breath, then pulled her in for a hug. Life is funny, Junie. I want you to have a good life, but sometimes it's healthy to let things happen without a plan. And now you have someone else in your life, someone equally important because you love him. The two of you will butt heads sometimes. Love him? She didn't love Paul. She was just using him. Her head pressed against her mother's shoulder, Junie scowled, hating the reminder. I'll be okay, Mom, she muttered. I know you will. Mom patted her back, then pulled away, checking her own hair. I just want you to remember that your new husband has an equal say in the plans from now on. You might disagree with him, but you have to allow him the chance to be in control of the ship sometimes. Junie rolled her eyes. You're mixing metaphors again.
Es tolim sikoklade.
Mom nodded. Me too, Bruni, me too. She sighed again, then suddenly smiled. Let's go find our seats. I can't wait to see the look on Paul's face when he sees our Junie all fancied up. You look gorgeous, dear. She did, didn't she? Mom had made their wedding dresses years ago, which had been a surprise to them all when they were told. So when Junie announced her engagement, it had been a simple matter to whip it out and make sure it fit. The gown was long and elegant, with an actual train and a flowing veil. It made Junie feel a little like a princess, and she knew Paul would like it. Paul won't be there, remember? The reminder made her stomach clench with worry once more. Worry? Or guilt?